advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets.
I am
Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with Todd.
You say funny things.
It's kind of weak.
What?
What's that? The Irishman?
Oh, I don't remember anymore. You didn't even give the person a shout out.
I didn't. There's nothing on the bottle.
Yeah, it is.
Is there?
That's Bruce Bankhead.
Son of a bitch.
I don't even know the names of the whiskeys anymore.
Goldfish fucking memory.
Yeah.
And he could tell you the name of the whoever's on the back of the bottle of whiskey.
I don't think there was a name on it. Maybe I didn't look.
You probably didn't look.
Hold on here.
Let's see.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Right there.
Bruce Bankhead.
Yeah.
Thank you.
These fucking shocks are giving out. I'm sinking. Look at me sinking. God damn it.
Need a new chair. We discussed this last episode.
I do need a new chair.
Of the...
Not regular?
So, yeah. So I think you understand this. This is...
I'm starting to pick up on
a normal episode of the podcast. So normally
I'd be at home listening to you guys plus Dave, who would be sitting here.
So that makes it seem like it's definitely not a normal episode.
It's not even a normal episode.
No.
This is a not normal
episode. If this is the first
episode.
Time you've heard the podcast, no, fucking go click on something else where there's a black
and
man.
Not the last three either, because those aren't normal.
No.
Four.
Two.
The last four?
Two.
Two. Three. No. Three.
Three?
Yeah. Monday's episode.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Friday. Yeah. Thursday.
Terry made some people sad. He officially took over as the most featured guest on the Sofa King podcast.
Yeah.
Based off.
I don't know why.
Only one person
availability.
Cares. Nobody else cares.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not quantity or anything. Yeah.
No.
Or
just quality.
Not quality and quantity is what I was trying to say there. Yeah. You've just been here a lot.
He's the biggest guest we've had.
You're huge.
I clean the stalls after each episode.
He's a huge fan.
Yeah.
He's a huge fan of the show.
Huge.
Huge fan.
Huge.
Huge.
Thanks so much.
So, basically, this episode, we're going to go over some questions that listeners have asked us. I have a lot of pages of questions. And we can't get through them all, but there's, I don't know, how many pages here? 15, 10, 20?
There's a lot.
70?
Yeah.
A lot of questions on each
Somewhere
page.
Somewhere between 15 and 70.
Yeah, a lot of questions on each page. Actually, there's 61 pages. Brent only looked through 60 of them. And we're going to answer some of these questions. We're going to read them off, say the name of the person who asked the question. Where might you ask these questions? That is a question that you could ask. And the answer to that question is when we post the preview for this show, the questions and answers episode, you post a question in there under that questions episode.
I haven't done that in months.
As your own reply, though, you shouldn't reply to somebody else's reply.
That's true. Don't reply to somebody else's question.
I mean, you can
that they have,
if you want to answer their question, just
question.
For whatever reason, but...
Yeah. I think we've made it clear.
Okay.
Is it crystal clear?
Is it crystal?
Nothing rhymes with crystal other than pistol. That's it.
Bristol?
Mm-mm. That's not a real word.
Yeah, it is. It's a place. It is actually a place.
People in the UK that have horse teeth and close eyes do not get words.
Do not
I don't
get
know. Bristol
words.
Does. Bristol and pistol.
Yeah.
Come up with one more.
Conquistadol.
Conquistadol.
You said right. come Pistol. Up with one. You didn't Pistol. Say true. Say one that's real.
True.
Systole? Right.
No.
Systole aortic artery. Systole fibrosis. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and get into our first question.
Bicycle.
This question is from Misty Foggle Horak.
She's a whore.
German Shepherd.
At least she acts like one.
Yeah. My feet are sweating right now. It's not good.
Are they tingling again or like...
No, they're not tingling again.
Sweating is
my arms are
actually
asleep.
That is a diabetic condition.
Is it?
Yeah. Excessive sweating Tingly feet.
I might just be hot. I need something to drink.
You just need some Mountain Dew to fix that beaties.
Finally take a drink of that Mountain Dew. It's been sitting there for 2 hours.
I had a tea. I was drinking the tea.
You still got some tea.
So Misty Froggle.
It's got ice in it too.
Misty Froggle Horsack.
I like it.
Says, the SS Sofa King is going down.
Oh, shit. Terrorist
alert. Room on the lifeboat for you and one other host. Who do you save and why?
Today I'm saving Brad.
Today I ain't saving neither one of you motherfuckers.
Let's be honest, you're not going to live much longer anyway, Terry.
If it's a lifeboat, I'm, you know,
kind of putting you out of misery.
I weigh as much as both of you, so the chances are I can't take either one of you anyway, so sorry about your luck.
That's a solid
guess. Solid I'm taking Brynd.
Yeah, just out of feeling guilty because I said I'd take you.
Wow. Wow. Rob Heise Denk. Dink. Denk.
Spell it.
Denk.
So you have cool names. Memes?
Rob Heise dash Denk.
Oh, that is weird.
Heise Denk.
I thought it was going to be crystal. Like, I was going to be clear. Like, crystal again.
No, it's not crystal clear. Yeah, I thought it was going to be
crystal. This is not clear. Crystal clear.
No, it's Bristol not, clear.
This is Bristol clear.
Yeah, it's kind of hazy. It's like my pool water.
Is someone drunk?
I wouldn't say I'm drunk.
Not right now.
No. I'm warm.
Terry's drunk off dick.
Yeah.
I'm just always like drunk was. Off dick.
Oh, I'm just warm. I'm a little fuzzy.
All right.
Yeah.
Good follow-up question. Kelly Sansusi. Sansaucy?
Sansusi.
Sansoisai?
Sansoisauce.
Damn, people have crazy-ass names.
S-A-N-S-O-U-C-I-E.
Sansoyak.
Sansoiki. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, she asked, this is an important question. Said this before the show. Have to get this out there. Yolk, hard or runny?
Runny.
Hard.
Depends. Depends.
Like how?
Depends. Hard
like
boiled
when you're
egg.
Cooking the egg. No.
Hard boiled
break
egg.
Break the yolk so that it.
Hard boiled egg, you want it done.
No, when I'm right. saying runny yolk, it means I don't want a hard boiled egg.
Yeah, but
I don't like
I eat
eggs.
A hard boiled egg.
Then you like it
I
hard.
Want it hard.
You like it both. Sounds like medium. You like it both ways,
yes,
Brad.
I do like
if
it both
if
ways.
If we're being electricians, you like
I
it
like
both
it
ways.
I like it both ways.
Yeah.
I like my yolk, hard and runny.
No. Thank I've got you. That shit down to perfection
I,
now.
I
can
I kind
cook
of
that
agree.
Egg perfectly runny.
Like if you're giving
if
me
I want
three
hash
eggs,
browns, yeah, three eggs, hash browns, yeah, some sausage
want,
or bacon.
I want one of the yolks runny. Runny.
No.
I want one
no,
of them hard.
You shut the fuck up right now.
What are you, Goldilocks over
there? What is wrong with you?
Damn it.
No.
A lot. It's my first answer.
I know that.
Shit got real inside.
Is that a question?
Captain Kidneys? Jesus Christ.
They're almost solidified, so you don't have to worry.
No. If I'm getting like hash browns and eggs, I want them over medium. Like, I want them a little bit runny, but not snotty. You know what I mean?
You over medium?
Snotty yeah. is
ordering
the white part
like
of the egg, though, isn't it?
Over medium.
Like, you the yolk them, is never snotty.
You can get them over easy. Over easy, the white snotty, though.
Yeah, the white
yeah,
snotty.
But over medium is the white isn't snotty, but the egg is still,
the yolk
is still
runny. Yeah.
And over hard is... A hard yeah. center. It's overdone.
Rock hard.
It's overcooked. It's like a fucking hockey puck yeah. hamburger. No.
Rock hard. No. Yeah.
Michelle Campbell. Finally, Campbell. Somebody Camp with a normal fucking name. asked an important question too. How's Brent's neighbor doing?
Okay, I actually have some shit going down. This motherfucker, dude, has fucking done so much fucking yard work, dude. He has carved like Mr.
My neighbor's cleaning his yard.
Mr. Miyagi fucking shit in the front. He's yeah. cutting all these things and putting rings around his tree and hammering fucking these metal fucking surrounding things around all the flower beds.
Mm-hmm.
Still has the fucking stick it in the corner sprinkler.
Yeah.
He's doing all the last steps of the job. He just needs to trench that motherfucker.
Oh,
and
he
put
didn't
sprinklers
in.
No.
Before the flower beds, like before all the shit he's doing, he needs sprinklers.
He trims the
Have you
trees.
Told
he builds archways. I am not talking to that motherfucker. I don't want anything
This is
to do
the
with
guy
him.
With the missing windows.
Literally, he was in his truck the other day and my
Is
fucking,
it the white Chevy?
Yes.
With the missing door handles?
Yes.
Yeah.
My car fucking wouldn't thieves. Start. I needed a jump and I was like, fuck it. I'm dealing with it some other way. I'll yeah. leave my car. I got a ride to work from CJ Laser,
yeah.
left my car and did not ask that guy for a jump. And my kids needed to get to school and shit.
It'd give you a jump and stole your battery the next
Probably.
Day.
So yeah. check this out. No, I got a up on top of the yard thing. You know, the door with no doorknobs.
Yeah, yeah.
He finally got a deadbolt and doorknobs and then he painted the door yellow
mm-hmm.
and he painted the deadbolt and the fucking doorknob. Like you're brush painting that shit. You have to make an effort to fucking paint over the brush or over the
well,
doorknob and the ball.
It all one color, solid.
Well, it is.
Strong
it's not
choice.
Brass. It
I
is
like
fucking
it.
Canary yellow.
Strong choice.
Like the door looks good. But he painted them. It's not even like it's masking tape and he painted the tape and didn't peel it. Their tweaker asses, whoever the fucking painted it, painted the actual over the brass.
I like it.
Maybe they fucked up when they were painting, the so flow. They just went, ah, fuck it. I'll just
ride the bull.
That's a tweaker decision. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
So, yeah. Damn. Always interesting, Brent's neighbor.
Someone's asking about Smokey. I actually do not know.
Died.
No, I think his family took him to Wasco. Yeah, he got moved and relocated. We don't know. Yeah.
Scott Woodruff asks, if you could be a knowledgeable expert on any animal, what would it be?
An expert on an animal?
Knowledgeable expert.
A knowledgeable expert.
Because there's experts, like Terry on werewolves, but to be fucking knowledgeable at it.
I got an answer.
I worked at PetSmart for years and I knew a ton about a bunch of
you know, all kinds of shit.
I could give a fuck about it. Wasting space
Mr.
in my brain over here.
Smarty pants over here.
I know what temperature a tropical tank should be and how many pounds of gravel for how many gallons of water. And yeah, I know a bunch of that shit. I know that parrots use their beaks to preen, and preening was what all birds do to fluff old feathers and make them new.
Yeah. You're Mr. Smarty
Pants.
Should
I use sand for my
filter? Yes.
No, not for the filter, for the ball python I have in a cage.
We didn't sell
that's
snakes.
That's a fucking reptile.
I don't like snakes.
That's a fucking reptile. I said animal, Terry. You need
that
to pay a fucking
animal.
Attention.
Reptiles can be animals.
No.
In the animal kingdom, that is a classification of an animal.
There's a reptile.
Yeah, no, reptile is
they're all pieces of shit and they should all die. Turtles, fuck them. I mean, literally.
Fuck snakes.
Have you ever
real,
fucked
though.
A turtle?
No.
They're slippery, slimy.
Yeah, no
fuck
snakes.
Yeah, nobody likes snakes.
I don't really have
snakes
an answer for
spiders.
That. I'm not
you
like...
hurt my feelings.
I'll be a wombat expert.
I'd be a coyote expert. That way you can get a job for local governments and stuff, deciding how many need to be culled back. And
sounds so boring. Yeah, that sounds fucking horrible.
That's why you wear
but
glasses.
But you would just basically do whatever the
tell
fuck
me this.
You want.
If you were a coyote expert, how much money would you be making?
Nothing, because every time I would make
plus
money,
all the jobs are taken.
You work for the county.
Yeah.
That's true.
You lazy fat fuck.
He just yells fat fuck at you.
It's like high school all over again.
Leslie Carmen. Who would you rather bone, Meg Ryan or Jack Nicholson? Currently watching Billy Madison, she says. I'm saying Jack Nicholson.
Meg Ryan's
fucking ugly.
No way, dude. Yeah. Nah, Meg Ryan's good looking.
She's fugly.
I don't think so. I haven't seen her as of late, but in her prime, she was good looking.
All of it. No. All of it. Yep. Yeah.
My answer doesn't matter.
I'd kick her in the fucking balls.
No,
what do you want?
No, you guys are just yelling fat fuck at me.
No.
I'm not playing anymore. I'm gonna leave. Wait, it's cool to be on Self King Podcast. Okay, I'm staying. I changed my mind.
Meg Ryan or Jack Nicholson?
They both have hairy armpits, if that helps.
Yeah, that's true.
What if we could split them down the middle and do both?
That's fine. Doesn't say you can't.
What if I was the middle segment of a
say you want a
Meg
threesome.
Ryan and a Jack Nicholson?
So you want to fuck Jack Ryan.
You want to fuck Jack Ryan. That's who you want to fuck.
Yeah.
Or do you want to fuck
No, because
Meg
Jack
Nicholson?
Ryan would be Tom
you want
Cruise.
Meg, you want Meg Nicholson. Meg Nicholson. That's who you want.
That'll work.
Yeah.
I wish I had her.
Right. Sounds like a moose knuckle.
Jennifer DeCrows asks, Dave, what's your favorite animal?
Dachshund. Wiener dog.
I don't know.
All of them. He loves them all equal and he wouldn't eat any of them.
Kyle Fisher. Big block or small block Mopar. I currently want something that runs and can get me to a location.
Yeah.
So.
Neither. Super B.
Huh?
Super B.
Yeah. Those are ugly as shit.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Tried.
Destiny Dene. Rappin' Rico's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like your nipples to be played with?
Not really. It's kind of unbearably like ticklish. Like the moments that it's occurred, the few times that someone's gone for that, I'm like, no. Yeah, don't do it. Don't go there.
Terry?
Only at Walmart.
Yeah.
Only at Walmart.
Yeah.
Sexually speaking, though.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I know.
Waiting in line.
Walmart aside, though, like in the bedroom, though, if you're not at Walmart.
You're not at Walmart.
It doesn't do anything for me in the bedroom.
No? You gotta.
Are you like overly
Terry,
sensitive? Is it
Terry,
ticklish?
You got a bucket of chicken, like, right, you know.
It'd be like somebody playing with my arm. I'm just like, okay.
So whatever.
you got
sensorless nipples then.
Yeah.
Is what you're
pretty
saying.
Much.
Like I'm trying to tell you, if you try to suck my nipple, it's not even just because like you're a dude and I'm not into you. Right. It's just more ticklish would be a bigger problem than those variables that you're a dude and I'm not into you.
It's
ticklish.
I think you got probably the same problem. I'm not ticklish, but my nips are sensitive.
Yeah.
So I like my chest rubbed. I'm not necessarily
you can bite my chest. If you want to bite my chest, I'm into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little too hairy for me.
I'm not hairy.
No. I'm not a hairy person either. I don't have much
hair. A little bit right here.
Yeah, but that's because you have diabetes.
Just barely.
Maybe. It's all falling out. Yeah. Dante Bridges asks, who is your favorite SK fan?
Mm. Ooh, that's going to make people sad if you pick that. Do I even know that?
Though? See, I could get away with picking somebody. I don't know.
You know they're stars, though.
Yeah.
You know that there are names. There are household names out there. Yeah. I'm going to say... person that say funny shit. No, I'm not gonna say anything.
You got it. It's a question to get answered.
No, Brad will have me do it. He'll be like, "Yeah, I don't have a favorite."
I'll say one.
It's like my kids.
I'll say one.
I love all.
I can get away with it.
Let's hear it.
I can get away with it because I'm gonna. Oh, you want me to go first?
Well, absolutely. I want to know you're really gonna.
Well,
do
you should know. You know what happened in Kansas City?
Oh, I do.
With Jeff Adamek?
Yeah,
he sucked my dick. He's my favorite.
Well, if of them that didn't suck your dick.
That's a short list.
That's there's too many of them that have that. I don't know. I can't even mention.
Fuck you.
I'm not doing okay. Who's my favorite? Who? Sam Culper.
Is it?
Yeah, because he sucked my dick from Chicago.
Three times.
Yeah. Three times. His wife watched.
Yeah. Impressive.
Yeah. She wasn't impressed. It was.
No, who do you really like?
There's a few people I really like. Like there's, you know, people that I would even go so far as to consider.
Oh. You know who my favorite person is? Dante Bridges, because he sucked my dick.
Did he know that you were taken?
No, he didn't. I didn't tell him.
Now he knows.
Yeah.
People are picking their favorites on here.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Some good favorites. I appreciate the fuck out of some fans, but I'm not picking a favorite because that's not nice. I don't even know that I have a favorite, honestly, but I do admire some people. There's some funny motherfuckers in our group that make me laugh. And that's there are people that entertain me back.
Like Josh Burton.
Yeah, Josh Burton.
No, he's not
that
funny.
Motherfucker, dude. Just
anyway, he asked, why is a blowjob called a blowjob when it should be a suck job? Apparently, Josh doesn't know what a blowjob is.
Yeah, there's blowing in between.
There is blowing.
You gotta make the spit get cold.
Have you ever...
A cool breeze. That's called the cool breeze.
Yeah. Have a girl blow. When she's sucking your dick, have her blow. If she's not blowing a little bit, probably doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
I'm not really down with the blow part. Suck part's important.
Really?
Yeah. The blow gives you the sensation. Gets in there.
If she's just hoovering it, then you're just kind of like...
Okay. This is on regular Facebook right now. I'm realizing this is on regular Facebook. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Grandma.
Yeah.
Love you.
Hi.
This is public. We're getting kicked off for sure.
Hi, kids. Patty Larson asks, do you ever worry that the Skolt is going to spiral out of control and do something in your names that you would never condone, like eat meat for Dave?
Like they burn they start burning Starbucks down or something. They rob Walmart in our name.
We condone all that.
Yeah. I was going to say, already happened.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
Well, it could. I mean, even if we quit. The Skolt would never die.
Somebody, for half the show.
Somebody posted a question in the group that was like, have you heard anything on the show that's changed your life or made you change your ways or something? And I was like, damn, that's...
I should show people what we're looking at over here. See if I can do it.
What are you showing them? The Goonies thing?
There's a TV up there with our tracks on it. Yeah. It's good. That light is really wrecking it on this though.
Is it?
I had to adjust it back to Hansomville,
Kentucky.
It'd
be too bad that we couldn't put the chat on the screen so that me and Brad could see. Well, I think Brad can.
That'd be
cool,
but I can see the chat too. You can open up your phone to Facebook. Yeah. It's live and you can see the comments.
And then
you guys
yell at me for being on my phone.
You gotta look up.
Nobody's going to yell at you for being on your phone.
I usually pull it up on my computer.
Like Sofa King Podcast on fucking Facebook.
Yeah. Joshua Brick Lauderdale asks, what is your view on lingerie? Is it like a present on Christmas morning or more like packing peanuts?
So you just left off the MC completely.
In the way.
It's just in the way.
What happened?
I like the idea of lingerie.
I was looking at what it said on Facebook.
What?
So Terry Gee.
Yeah, I named it Terry Gee Butter.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Do you like
lingerie?
I like the idea of lingerie. I like the initial image of a girl in lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just in the way. You get the fuck out of here, yeah.
It's like you changed out of your clothes to put more clothes on.
Yeah, I'd rather not be there.
Yeah. What about you, Terry?
I've got a
get off your
thing.
Fucking phone.
God damn it, sorry. I like lingerie, but what I like better is a fucking baggy t-shirt and like panties underneath.
Mm.
To me, that's hotter than lingerie.
That is hot. I'll be honest, that's hot, yeah. Like one of your t-shirts.
Right. Like, I don't know why, but that's like, you can show up in a maid uniform and I'm just like, oh, that's cool. We can play with that. But
well, in real life situations, like,
the t-shirt and panties thing is hot.
Yeah. Lingerie to look at, like, you know, the Victoria's Secret Angels or whatever.
You work up
like,
your appetite cool. on that menu and then you go home and women. Get the t-shirt and panties.
You know, yeah. Sexy, whatever. But yeah, at home, nah, I don't need none of that.
Somebody's saying that's a nice strap behind me. That's actually like a 1981 Fender Bullet. It's,
yeah. You dumb fuck.
It's hard to tell though. It looks like a Strat. It's smaller. Yeah.
It is smaller. It sucks. Yeah. It's a piece of shit too. It sounds horrible.
It does not sound good, honestly. I do like it though. It's Japanese as well.
Sarah Rootlinger. Do you think Gary Coleman would like this podcast? No.
No.
I do not.
If he was getting royalties, he would probably care.
Probably, like, yeah, because he's a little fucking snaky fuck, but yeah.
Yeah.
And he's still alive somewhere. We have to be careful because he will come back.
He seemed like a cool guy. I think we'd be friends with him, but I think
that... Oh, we could be friends with him for sure. He'd want $20,000 for an appearance.
But he would want $20,000 for the appearance.
Yeah, and he'd bring his little fucking train hat. He'd have to put a booster seat in the chair.
Not giving this one. Mm-hmm. Oh, that wouldn't help, huh? He needs a booster. Yeah, this one's going down.
Yeah, you'd have to switch with Dave.
Yeah.
Dave's not here.
Man.
So, Jen M. Abicon, Aubichon.
I don't think you've had one easy last name over there.
Aubichon. Abicon.
Yeah, I know the
Abicado.
Name.
Jen Abicado asked.
I have to say, too, there's no new names on these questionnaires. It is always the same people asking these questions. We need some weird questions.
There's some, but they're just asking stupid questions.
Like Julia Jaffe, she didn't ask us anything.
They're asking the questions that Brad skipped. Who's your favorite Power Ranger?
Is there any running joke in this group that is not, or that has got old and annoying? Need to say it. No need to say what it is. Just a yes or no will do. Yes.
Really?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
There's
I don't,
things we've moved on from.
I don't view the. I don't view
like the Coleman thing. The group we mess with it a little bit. It's
no running jokes in the group. I think like the butt sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to blow it up right now. It's going to
there's,
blow up.
There's some people, though, that don't like it. They're probably not over it. They're probably just like, whatever. Like, it doesn't have a big enough impact for them.
I don't care. I'll be honest. I thought that one post that went off, and there was like over 1,000 comments of people in their daily lives at work, on forklifts, at Costco, at the cell phone fucking place. Everybody said butt sex. That shit was funny, and it was golden.
But then it's done.
Then it was over.
You can't top that.
Yeah.
You can't top
that. That was amazing.
It.
Like people driving their cars, you can't, like picking up their kids
from
school.
You can't top that. And when it becomes that good, it's got to stop there. It has to end there. So, yeah. The reason why all the names are the same, the people that were answering questions for, is because somebody whose name isn't the same, like Carlo Ganecki, has a question like, deserted island, you have a lifetime supply of anyone booze, what do you pick? That's why.
Oh, man.
Those are the questions. There's like four or five of those. Terry likes it. We're not into those. Oh, here we go. Alex Mann. I didn't even read the question. Alex Mann. It's probably a woman. I think Alex Mann's a woman?
No, I think he's the guy that works at the strip club.
Is it?
I think it's a play on the name. I think the real name is Alexa Ma.
So, which would you rather have happen to you? You get chronic pink eye or herpes?
Chronic pink eye for fucking sure. That shit'll go away.
Yeah, but you're always going to have it, though. It's always going to come back.
No, he didn't say chronic. No, it goes chronic away. Pink eye's curable.
No.
Herpes not curable.
Chronic means it's going to keep coming back. Like chronic pain.
Chronic means it's the good shit. No, chronic just means that it's still curable. It's pink eye.
Yeah, it would cure, but then a week later it comes back.
I still don't want sores on my
dick. And it's contagious to everybody else.
That is tough. That's a real hair for teeth, teeth for hair scenario.
Herpes isn't contagious.
I don't know. That sucks. I wear sunglasses. I'd still take the pink eye, I think. I don't know. Yeah. Pink eye fucking hurts. Yeah. Have you got pink eye?
That's what I'm saying. And then it spreads to the other eye.
Yeah.
So one eye heals. It's fucking just constant.
I've never had it spread to the other eye.
Yeah, it spreads to the other eye. If you rub one and rub the other, it's kind of like a sexy man lamp.
You're not inbred enough.
Was your pink
eyes aren't close together.
Actual pink eye, or was it just
conjunctivitis?
Like jock itch that you'd scratch and then went up here? And
no, that's what you had. And that's why I didn't spread to the other eye.
Okay. No, I had it in my
lungs. You had athlete's foot.
Pink eye in your lungs?
Yeah.
If you get pink lung, that's normal.
Yeah.
Black lung is bad. Pink eye.
Conjunctivitis.
Why does it got to be bad? Don't be racist.
I'm saying.
Now I'm searching for names. Matt Bacon, you guys know him from different movies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
He asks, what is the proudest moment of your lives? I think we've answered this. That. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. These names that are different.
Yeah.
These names that are different, they just don't listen to the other episodes. Kevin J. Pryor. I'm not even reading the questions.
This is actors brothers. Like Kevin Matt, J. Pryor. Matt Bacon's the extra in every Kevin Bacon movie. And Kevin J. Pryor is Richard Pryor's fucking stage man for stand-up.
Kevin J. Pryor, again, with the initial. This is Dave J. Moten's middle name cousin. Dave, who's harder to keep on topic? Your school class, the inmates you work with, or Brad and Brent?
Well, that's easy. Brad and Brent are the ones that don't
It probably is us for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
See, the inmates, they're glad to be there, and the students, they pay to be there.
Oh, I see what's happening. That's your Dave impression. I was like, why are you talking like that? Yeah. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
I just, Jenna, stop threatening to taxidermy people.
Yeah.
Ty D. Gerard. Tidy Gerard. He's very clean.
Yeah, he keeps shit together. Yeah, like, he's organized. He's
very tidy. For all three. Who are your role models growing up when you were kids? The role model.
That's Rico Suave.
Role models you admired.
And when he grew up, he became acted like them. I fucked you up. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question. No, I was trying to make Rico Suave jokes.
Who is your role model that, to the point where you acted like them?
Oh, shit. I do have an answer for this.
When I was little?
Mm-hmm.
This is embarrassing. It was Alex P. Keaton. I loved Michael J. Fox on Family Ties. I don't know why. Oh, I was like a little I was a little political bastard when I was a kid. I don't know what the deal was. And then I could give a fuck now when I grow up.
That acted like.
I guess I did.
Shaggy 2 Dope from Insane Clown Posse.
Wow.
I was so
or Violent J, one of
hung the up on the whole Pump Up the Volume and Heather's Christian Slater deal. That I had like my hair slicked back. I would sit in class and I'd be like, yeah, I don't know, teacher, you know?
Oh, wow. You actually talked like Christian Slater?
So this kid come up to me later and he's like, hey, do you know who Christian Slater is? And I was like, you're my new best friend.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I do.
You actually acted like Christian Slater?
Yes.
Wow. That's more embarrassing.
I wore the t-shirt with like the open shirt over it.
You can stop now.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Sarah Withrow asked, what's your favorite thing about yourself?
I was going to say my wit, but I was really slow to answer that, but I think it was more my deliberation. My deliberation. Should I say that? I was like, I appreciate the fact that I'm fairly quick witted. It helps in life in all kinds of aspects. Like I've always got like the quick comeback answer. It's fun. And I have the ability to, I don't know, man, like I've been playing piano lately and I fucking blow my own mind. Sometimes I'm like, what the fuck am I playing this right now? I like that I have the ability to pick up something. If I try to do it, I can generally do it.
Problem is, you like really shitty music. And so, like, he's like, am I playing this right now? It's just horrible.
I don't play the music I listen to in any way. I don't know what kind of music it is. I just fucking play shit. It's
music you listen to.
Hollow Notes.
What do you like about yourself?
I don't know.
I'm pretty fond of my wiener, too. I mean, I play with it a lot.
I don't know what I like about myself. I don't know. That's kind of a hard one. I think
we have to have the Fight Club answers. Like,
I think
last meal, favorite song. We need to get it to where when I ask you, you fucking know.
No, I think that's kind of a hard one because it could change day to day. But I think my ability to not care, I think, is probably like one of the things I like. It makes life a lot easier. And there's things I do care about, obviously, but just to be like, somebody call me an asshole. I'm like, oh yeah,
okay, great. Fuck Brad.
Yeah, Cox. Like, fuck Brad.
Just doesn't even
thick skin. Right? Okay. Yeah.
Hey, everybody's cool except Brad. He's a dick. Fuck off. Like, okay. Like, that's your opinion.
Some people that would tear up. They'd be like, oh, I'm not fucking doing this anymore. Then
getting
like,
a bad review on iTunes. I don't care. Go ahead.
Like, I just don't look anymore. I can't take that
Brent's
shit.
Brent's like, oh my God, please don't leave us a bad review. Oh, please no.
I quit looking a long time ago. I haven't done that in a long time. That happened one time, Brad. Jeez, thanks for bringing it up again. So what's your favorite thing, Terry? We love your mustache.
Probably ability to self-isolate and not need to be.
So everybody else's
in
problem.
A relationship.
Everybody else's problem is your strength.
Pretty much.
I like that.
Your independence.
I don't have to have a companion through life. I'm perfectly fine being alone.
You and my buddy Bob would get along.
Not with the internet around. I mean, you can whack off to hairy armpits all day.
You can whack off to whatever you want at any time if you have a good enough imagination.
Lights. Yeah. Mechanic porn.
Oh, did I tell you about the streetlight? No.
Streetlight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Let's see.
I don't know. He said streetlights, so I was just trying to make a thing, and it didn't really work.
No, you have to know that. You have to see the end of the joke before
I can't
you
do that.
Start
Emily. It's like playing chess. Emily per year.
Per year.
Emily per year. This is.
Is she?
P U R Y E A R per year. I don't know.
God.
If these are real names, I don't know. What do you guys think about the Las Vegas shooting? Do you guys believe the official story whatsoever? I may or may not have gone down the rabbit hole on this one a little aggressively, so I'm just curious to what you think.
I didn't dig into it at all. Honestly, it's just like too soon. I was like waiting for facts to come out.
Yeah, because we're not doing a show on it. Obviously, yeah. It's very new.
I do have to say some of those gunshot
family there.
Were weird.
Yeah, I did have family there. They were there. They were being shot at.
For sure. So our UPS guy was wearing our Sofa King podcast shirt
at the
and
concert.
Someone's head got blown off next to his wife, like got blood on a Sofa King shirt.
So there were some different things. So, the family that was there, they shoot, they know about guns, you know, all that stuff. It's hard to tell though, because from the account that they told me, they pretty much said the official story is bullshit.
Right.
That they were being shot at from multiple angles.
Right.
This is from somebody I know personally that was there.
Right.
And was shot at. Not they weren't away. They were being shot at. They weren't harmed. You know, the police and the FBI were going around erasing people's phones, erasing all the videos, erasing all the pictures from the concert. That's a real thing. That really happened. Weird shit went on. We don't know. Like I said, I didn't really look into it. What's that?
Our audio's fucked again.
It
doesn't work. Yeah. He's going to tell us our audio's fucked like 30 minutes ago.
Stop and redo. Anyway, it's good over here. So fuck you guys.
Yeah. Sorry about your
loss. Sorry about your loss. So yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's hard. I haven't really went down the rabbit hole on it because again,
I figured it out.
It's still new. What?
When we were having all that fucking trouble.
It's right here. Oh,
this is why. That's why the audio is shit.
Son of a bitch. Check this out. Will it switch?
I don't know if it'll switch real time.
It might.
I don't know. It might fix
it. Did it switch?
Oh, shit.
Did the audio switch?
Did the audio get better, everyone? For the record, we have a good recording of this, but I'm going to take the shit off Facebook because it's not representative of our
audio. I'm in the same spot as you. I had a niece who was there and also felt the same way that she was being shut up from more than one direction.
And
I've got no opinion personally.
Yeah, and I can't say because, you know, the building reflection of sound and everything, I don't know. I wasn't
the
there.
The few videos that I heard about, like, rate of fire had some valid arguments.
Yeah.
There was a couple things of like, hearing shots close and shots far away.
Exactly, yeah.
That was weird because there were some shots, like, right above them, and then it clearly sounded like they're shots far away, but could that be echo? I don't know.
Could it be echo? Could it be a different
These
gun?
These were long
could
shots. Those were bursts. Like, who knows?
Yeah. And the whole thing with him having accomplices and everything else, it's very
weird. The short answer is I'm not informed enough to speak on it, to be honest, because I didn't go down the rabbit hole. I didn't dig on it. But
Sam says the sound is perfect.
Okay.
All right, now.
Awesome. Now.
Sweet. Apparently you got to plug
Brent.
It in.
Thanks, Brent. It's on your side. Sarah Storm Stanaker.
Whoa.
Stalnaker. Sarah Storm Stalnaker. Another, see, I'm getting
a superhero.
In here.
That's a fucking superhero.
Yeah, it is.
What ridiculous thing has someone tricked you into doing or believing? Christianity when I was growing up.
I think I answered this one last episode.
Did you?
Or last
what?
Question and answer?
What?
Fucking a tranny?
Oh, yeah. And the car thing?
The tranny? Yeah, he didn't know. He got the blowjob from the tranny.
Yeah.
He didn't know if it was a dude. And he doesn't care.
Don't care
still
either.
Still doesn't care. Still doesn't care.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
I like it, though. I'm not judging.
You're owning it.
I'm not judging.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I like it.
I'll tell you one thing you cannot do. Not tell anyone ever.
Well, that's just what's the point of that?
Yeah, you could have not put that on a show that's worldwide.
Yeah.
That's not living, though.
I think the only thing, nothing crazy
that
I fell for.
The bad thing about that is that people in Australia, Japan, Canada, Europe, Russia,
Latvia,
pretty much everywhere know that you got a blowjob
from a man. What does it change? Yeah.
I like it. It's good.
It's interesting.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Fine looking dude if it was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
A little flat chested, apparently.
Well, so. But I mean, clearly close shaven, too. Yeah. There was no stubble there.
Wow.
The only thing that I ever felt embarrassed about, really, I think that someone like got one over on me, like it's really not even that big a deal, but it was when when Sid changed my fucking phone.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was like I was typing tractor sex to people. Like I was trying to say like whatever I was going to say. And it just kept saying tractor sex or just weird shit. And I was
like
mad.
That's not tricked you into doing something though. Like
it did. I actually posted on Facebook screenshots of my fucking text messages going, what the fuck is going on with my fucking phone? And he was just sitting back and laughing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think I got tricked into doing anything.
Let's see. Another one. What do we got? Oh, we're doing pretty good. Star Leets. Let's.
David Schmuck said BJ's a BJ.
L-I-E-T-Z. Leets. Let's. Leets.
L-I-E-T-Z. Lights. Leets. Layouts.
That's really wrong.
Leots.
Star. Anyway, Star.
Star is a good name.
Who is the get or what is the ghettoest thing you've ever done?
Ghettoist?
Mm-hmm. I pissed in that trash can that time because I was mad at the store clerk.
Yeah, like, that's probably it. I don't even know.
The ghettoest thing you've ever done.
That's I don't even know how to answer that. Like, I grew up.
You stole stereos, so that's pretty ghetto.
That's
did you see the post against you? Someone got mad.
No.
Someone had a really bad experience, like, I don't know, of their stereo getting stolen and they're like hard on, and it was like.
And yeah, Bakersfield?
Yeah, it could have been Bakersfield. It was during the right time period and shit, too.
Yeah. Mine's probably like
lock your shit.
Yeah, mine's probably like water and cereal, like because I didn't have milk.
Yeah, we did the.
I don't know if that's ghetto or just sad and poor.
That's ghetto. Is
no, I think they mean sandwiches. I think like what they're saying is the most ghetto shit you did, like just like you went and purposely did some ghetto shit, like not the that you were poor and had sad times. I mean, more like some.
That was I lived in the ghetto, and I had. Cereal with water.
Right. I see what you're saying. I'm having trouble illustrating my point. I think some like backyard, white? No, your backyard wrestling shit or something that it's was more ghetto. White trash
that's,
or something.
That's white trash.
Yeah, that's not trailer ghetto. Park, not ghetto.
Right, I give up. I don't know. We'll see what their intent was. That's what was the person's name?
Star Leets.
Yeah. Let us know what your intent was for the question, Star Leets, if you're there.
The chick that played Star in The Lost Boys, pretty hot back in the day.
Yeah.
That's all I did. Could think about on that one.
I was just thinking about the buff guy playing saxophone. All
Dominique Morano asks, how many fucks are given between us? It's a big zero.
No, there's a couple.
You give a fuck sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish
Brent
I didn't.
Brent gives a fuck sometimes.
I
did give a fuck.
I don't. Zero.
My fucks don't count, so it doesn't matter. They're asking...
Darren Presley.
Is the... what's the topic? And there is no topic. It's questions and answers, so...
Yeah.
Enjoy.
This is questions and answers episode. There's no topic. We have questions and we have answers.
We provide the answers. Right. Or we deny the answers.
Or it just gets skipped over.
Yeah.
So Darren Presley asks, are Tyrone and Debo brothers? No. They aren't.
No. And Dave did not leave the show.
Dave left the show. Dave is gone. Fuck Dave. Hashtag fuck Dave.
And this is the last time you'll ever see me on here as well.
Hashtag.
I got fired.
Fuck Terry McGee.
I got fired last episode.
Terry McGee butter. Jesus Christ. Techomania with the fucking story.
Let's hear it. That's a top patron.
No.
Oh, wow. Maybe not.
No. This is... No, I'm not reading that question.
Damn. Man.
That's too much, sir.
Part one. A, B,
Helen Christ. If you guys... had a head like Edward Mordrake, whose face would you want on the back of your face?
You know who that is?
Elephant Man, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I think it's the Elephant Man.
If we have to Google your question, don't ask it. I don't know who the fuck that is. I think you're...
Helen Christ, you can fuck off.
We love you, though. Thank you
for
listening.
That's one fuck.
Yeah, don't assume we know what the fuck you're talking about.
If you're not a Patreon, you should go to Patreon /...
Patron.
Sophie. Sorry, whatever. Yeah.
Patreon is the destination.
Travis Page asks, does Dave have a different voice for his dogs? Yes.
Oh, I bet.
Yes.
I bet he does some embarrassing shit. I think he lets them eat. They eat vegan sour cream off of his toes.
Yeah. They eat vegan sour cream off his balls.
Yeah.
Too.
He just has like, he sits down and eats vegan frozen burritos all by himself in his underwear in the front room. And then he pulls his leg up and puts the spoon in the sour cream.
Yep.
He scoops it onto his toe and he pushes it down. He's all, Vincent. Vincent, come here, Vincent.
Does he giggle like a little girl though when it's happening?
Hell yeah, he does.
So, yeah.
Okay. I mean, when the dog's licking vegan sour cream off your balls, probably giggling like.
So, if you're a student and there's sour cream on your paper that's making the red ink smear, that's what went down. He was feeding Vincent sour cream off his toe.
Jorge Judd Fulton,
hey whore,
asks, why is Brad so into trans people?
You were fixated on that a lot. And I think there might be some sexual root to it. Like it was kind of different, like mysterious.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. Like, I don't have a problem with it. Like,
well, because we had someone that was kind of attracted to me. Remember that?
Yeah, that's what
started that blew that up.
I think
on
it's
us.
Very interesting. I don't know. I'm not a and we talked about this as you get older, like your sexuality gets a little looser and you're not so closed off. I mean, Terry, when he was young, got a blowjob from a dude. And that was when he was young. So now think about the shit he's doing.
Younger. Anyway.
No, what started younger. That conversation, and I think it just
it was like a year ago. He was younger.
Oh, a running a thing we did. Ago. But there was a transgender person on Instagram.
There's been multiple. We've
but
had,
one specifically that kind of messed with me and Bragg's were like, this kid looks like that, Justin Bieber in high school. We scrolled all the way back. It was like
that's
during
not,
the transformation and like it's gone now. You can't see their childhood anymore. Like one day we looked and it was just gone.
Yeah.
But they were like a normal boy wearing like fucking headphones and looked like Justin Bieber and slowly did some stuff where like bleached their hair and put on makeup and stuff. But by the end was an extremely attractive female. Like,
yeah.
Where we were like, damn.
Yeah. Right. You can't
like,
tell.
What the fuck?
And,
like,
and
she's
so
hot
this,
now.
This is the thing. Like if there are transgender people out there who are attractive and they're people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't mean I'm going to go around fucking all of them or fucking serial killing trannies. Like, it's just, they're just people. And they if you exist. Look at it like that, if you don't think about it as being gay or straight or what the fuck ever you want to think about it, they're just people. Are they attractive or are they not?
Right.
Yeah. And that's really the root of it. You know what I mean? So I don't care. Would I ever get a blowjob like Terry from a tranny? Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been in the situation.
What if you never knew? You know,
as of right now, I'm married. I'm not getting a blowjob from anybody except my wife. So that's that. But if the time came where I wasn't married and the opportunity presented itself, how would I feel about it? I don't know.
I had a situation like that come up once.
We know.
Well, no, other than that,
another one.
So another incident. That's here.
Nothing happened, but
please do tell.
We were nothing with happened. Like a group of people and we were all eating dinner and the hottest chick of the group walks in through the front door, sits down next to me. And I'm like, damn, hello. You know, how's it going? So we were just talking and stuff and then found out later on that night that she was trans.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was her decision to tell us. And I was like, cool.
Oh, she was
what
like a
blew
vegan
my
tranny.
Mind though.
Like being tranny, like guys, I'm a tranny. You're
no.
Like, oh.
No, it was a legit conversation. It wasn't like bragging or anything.
Okay.
But it got me thinking, what would I have done as a person if we'd hooked up that night? You know, like what
would
do I
stop?
Do when I get home? Do you stop?
It depends.
Like if
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Were they done? Were they done with the procedure or they still had the dangly
bits? I have
bits?
No idea. It didn't matter. I mean,
well, it would matter in the scenario though.
At
that's
the
a
point for you,
factor.
For okay. you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So
I think
okay.
for you, it would
so
too.
Brent,
yeah, it
no,
would.
For him, it wouldn't.
Post-op, I might not even know what went down.
Right.
If it's dark. And
well, this
shit was
so,
happening.
So you, if you're into a chick and she's like, you know, you're making out, you're having fun, you know, this is just hypothetical scenario.
Obviously, yeah, I'm married. Same story, Brad.
So nice yeah, he's save. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Looking at him. His chair's.
This is regular Facebook.
This is Facebook, by the way.
So, yeah. So you're having, you're, you know, you're making out, you're having fun with this chick, you know, and then lights are off and, you know, all of a sudden you're like, oh, what's that? Whoa. You stop, even though you like her.
If I saw
and this is you've went on it, you've been on dates, like you're attracted mentally and physically to this person.
Yeah, I'm not into dangly bits. I don't want those in my face or in or around my mouth. I don't want that. Yeah, that's not what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not down with the bits.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'd still be cool. We'd be friends, I guess. Other than the deception that happened.
Why was there deception?
Chauvinistic.
Because they didn't tell me.
Why would they need to tell you?
That's it's a factor. They should have told me. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that.
That's just because you've been burned a couple times.
No, I don't feel like I've been burned. I don't think it's any of your fucking business unless.
That's definitely my business. You can get into some gender thing. I'm not hating on that.
So
thing.
No, I know. No, you're fine. I just.
If someone had AIDS, is it there? It's some of my fucking business, right?
That's another argument.
That's something that affects me. Like it
know.
Could psychologically hurt me versus a disease or something. If there's something sexually I need to know about, I need to know about that. You don't withhold it until, you know.
Okay, I got another question. Yeah, so Aaron Elizabeth asks, most favorite vegan recipe, hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Morningstar Farms, corn dogs, done.
Cat
microwave.
Tacos.
Cat tacos. Art Trejo asks, where did you hide the body, Brad? In a barrel. With some acid.
Are they asking about the
he said it doesn't work
body named Brad that we hid a couple of weeks ago?
Know.
I thought you guys didn't tell anybody about that.
Terry said the acid thing doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
I don't know how you know that.
Jacob Pixton asks, who's the hottest favorite local newscaster? I don't watch the news.
I don't watch the news at fucking all. I couldn't name one person.
There's a bunch on 23. They're like just pretty
news. Old people.
That's true.
Yeah, that's it.
I feel old then.
Yeah. You watch the news?
Sometimes.
That's because you don't have cable and you have to use the antenna thing.
I have cable.
Oh.
Steal it from the neighbors.
I don't.
No? What is what?
Aaron Castro. You remember that fuck face.
Ooh. Does that have to do with the hat, the Mexican dude?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
From Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a cool guy. Actually.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Yeah. I liked him too. He's one of my favorite fans. Yeah. He sucked my dick. He asks.
Sideways.
Dave, are you involved in any huge projects as a professor?
I can't really talk about them at the moment.
Okay.
But as soon as I can, I'll let
you know. Fair enough. I'm trying to find different names here for Brent because he didn't like the normal people that we have. Let's see here.
Ask the best
question. Caitlin Miskey.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a waiter, would you spit in someone's food if they made you mad? Yes.
No, I worked at Domino's Pizza for many years, and no matter how angry I got, I never spit in anybody's fucking
pizza.
That's
a nice person.
What we did do was pour jalapeno juice on people's pizza.
I like it.
So we did some of that when I had a taco shop. We would burn some people up if they're being stupid, but I never would spit. Or do anything like that.
I think it's one of those things that just want it done to you. So
a friend, a friend that I went to high school with, he's not a friend anymore. I don't really know him. But,
you don't like him? What happened?
I don't know.
Did you guys fight?
Just don't talk anymore.
He did stuff like that?
People don't fucking know me. But he worked at a pizza place. I won't name the establishment. But they used to shit on the pizza trays and run them through the oven.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Nah, dude. That's bad. Now, we fucked some people up with hot sauce. To the point that I thought we might be in trouble. Like that person's going to like aspirate. They're like in the street having fucking issues.
Right.
I got scared.
They're like actually legit allergic to fucking peppers.
Maybe.
So Eric Blood has two questions. Dave, would you read or when you read, do you sub vocalize it or do you absorb the page in chunks?
Doesn't everyone sub vocalize it?
I know.
Is that a thing? You can
Is that where you read it to yourself in your head?
Sort of
in the
like,
voice?
I hear my voice when I read. I can't help that.
Yeah. Some people just scan it and
they don't actually hear it.
I bet Dave's a scanner.
Yes, he probably is. Eric Blood asks also.
Someone said they teabagged someone's latte when they worked at a coffee shop. Damn, that's dangerous. Yeah. That's hot.
All right. Fuck. That's a cold ass coffee. You know what? Fuck your cold ass coffee, you piece of shit. If you could put some fucking balls in the coffee,
Your coffee's way too
cold. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be like, you know what? You put your balls in my coffee and it's not that hot. It didn't burn your balls. You know, this coffee fucking
sucks.
You're
more mad about how cold the coffee
is. Yeah. Fuck yeah, I am. I'm upset about a cold coffee.
It's the ball test.
He is.
Eric Budd also asks, Brent, fuck those other two guys. Willow fucking rocks. Excuse me, Eric Blood, you stupid cocksucker.
You know what's funny? I couldn't quit thinking about Willow on the fucking werewolf episode.
How?
Every time you said village, I just kept thinking about the little things. Like, it's going back to the village. The fucking line where he throws the fucking thing and the bird flies back.
I'm
the
one that fucking brung in Willow. Yeah. I like Willow. Willow's fucking great. I don't know where people make up these fucking.
When did you bring in Willow?
Assumations. I brung it in one of the episodes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a contest. Based off Willow last week.
Yeah, I like Willow. Yeah.
Willow's great. You Willow's like Willow? A great.
Movie. I love
like
Willow.
There you go.
I like Legend too, though.
I think Legend's all right. It's weird. Legend is fucking weird.
I don't know that I've seen that one.
Tom Cruise.
Willow's a classic. That's weird. That's when I was a kid.
He's going back to the village.
Yeah. Little fairies. All right. Another name. That's why you people don't get picked. Steve Salbo has like 8 questions in a row. Donnie Laniani.
She actually met Chunk last week and told him about the podcast.
Yeah. Really? Did he listen?
I don't think so. No. But she sent the link on LinkedIn like to the podcast. Yeah.
Nice.
That's it? You're calling it? Listen. That's done. Yeah, he didn't listen. All right.
I'm done.
That was pretty long questions and answers.
We need to get out of here just so Jenna Corbett will stop like harassing people online and threatening to tie him to a wall and fuck him in the ass with the dildos and stuff.
She's going back to jail. She wants to know why you didn't go to jail for saying butt sex on here. It's because it's our fucking show. Dummy.
I don't go to jail for saying butt sex. She went to jail for butt sex?
Yeah, she got kicked out of the group for like 3 days or something. That's funny.
Actually, and this isn't in the group. This is our fucking page. You know why, Jenna? because we fucking own this shit.
But for the record, we could get kicked off of Facebook.
Yeah, I was going to say, technically Facebook owns it. Nah. You're just like,
that'd be funny if we get put in Facebook jail.
Jeff Adamek, you make sure we don't get put in Facebook jail.
We're like the Robert Downey Jr. of Facebook, though. We're going to go to jail for a little while. Yeah.
And we come out and we're not cokeheads anymore.
Yeah, and we'll be more famous for going to jail.
More famous for it.
This podcast is so crazy. They went to Facebook jail. They talked about...
These guys got kicked off Twitter.
Training blowjobs.
Tom Cruise was legend, Andrea. But thanks. Thanks for playing.
What'd she do?
Willow was Tom Cruise.
What?
Val Kilmer, man.
What?
Mad Mardigan.
What's your favorite Val Kilmer movie?
Mad Mardigan, yeah.
Probably The Saint.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe Island of Dr. Moreau.
You have one?
Val Kilmer.
No. Tombstone. I take it back. Genius. Yeah.
You got
Tombstone.
Tombstone's a good movie.
Doc Holliday. That's spot on.
Damn, I'm a Val Kilmer fan. I celebrate like his Val entire Kilmer. Collection. Yeah.
Entire
he got so weird looking, though. He's a strange looking dude now.
Yeah.
He looked like he got stung by a bee.
He turned Asian and now he's in the new Jurassic Park movies.
Dude, I want to see the new one. I want to see the new one.
Looks like
the new, well, not the newest, but like the last one that came out has an Asian ones. Val Kilmer in it. I swear to God.
The guy looks just like Val Kilmer.
Looks like
but
him,
Asian.
Sounds like him.
He's a flamethrower. He's just in the tree the whole time.
No, he's
with
a scientist.
No.
Have you seen Val Kilmer girls?
Asian scientist.
No.
Yeah, no. It's not a thing.
Val Kilmer girls. Damn it. I should have been like, I love that.
That'd be a good show. Val Kilmer girls.
Yeah.
That's a good podcast.
Yep.
It is.
That's all we got.
I think so.
Yucateca. I said it. We don't have to say it. This is a bonus episode. Mm-hmm. It's not a normal episode. Mm-hmm. We don't even usually say it.
El Yucateco.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Kind of lost it on that one at the end there.
Yeah. Is that it? All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
People.
You got
kind of shiny
ending
today.
Song?
I don't know. I don't know.
The end song
I usually don't do an end song on
these. Post-edit.
Maybe I should start writing notes.
The end song is going to be a country song.
No.
Hooker, you need me.
Keep going. Give me some more. I need a highlight.
What?
Keep singing, Terry. Sing me a song a cappella and let me put the music behind it. See how close you were.
What if we rapped?
No. What if we don't do anything? You sing a country song.
Hey, Terry, what if we shut the fuck up and you sing goddamn country song?
You got this, bro. I could tell. I only need like
30 seconds.
Yeah. 30 seconds is so long.
That's what you say in the bedroom. Go.
I got the only one I can think of that, like, literally, if you pop it into my head, it's the Prop Me Up by the Jukebox. That's it.
Come on, you got something.
I got like Varsity Blues playing in my head now. What? Like, what's she that? Broke my heart, so I broke her jaw. Hooker, you need me.
I need more. I gotta put a track behind this.
I don't know. Can you
come on?
Country?
Doesn't have to be country. Okay, fine. Pick a song. The song
way down yonder by the Chattahoochee, she gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. Little bit of loving and nice cold six pack.
Copenhagen makes me feel so fine. Copenhagen. I can't remember the rest.
Damn you. I need more than this. I
used to love Crystal Dew.
Let's relax. I'm trying to get
take a breath. What's the best song you think you sing from any genre? Mm-hmm. That you think you sing the best, your favorite song that you feel like you know the words to.
Let's do this. It's a circle right here.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
It's kind of a heartfelt, touching.
Go for it. Let it out. We don't pretend we're not even here. Go into meatloaf mode and fucking
ruined it.
God, come on, bring it on. Let's go. Bring it on. Dude, it's fucking creepy.
Come on, Robert Paulson. Let's go.
Psycho female, you're blowing up the phone line. You need to tighten that screw. It's been loose for a long time. I've been slammed with some bad luck, but soon I'm gonna bring you doom with the buck. And now you duck, duck, goose, and let loose with your 30-aught freestyle. Label hostile on my profile.
All right, that was pretty horrible. Let's do something else.
What is
Let's
it?
Try and think of something
what was
else.
It?
Limp That's Biscuit the Limp Bizkit thing. Yeah. That's the only thing he has. That's the only song you know. It's Don't like you listen to thing. Music at all?
Not really.
No?
That's good. I give you kudos for doing it. I was scared for you.
Yeah.
But now you need to tell me what song that is so I can go get the backtrack for it and put you.
It's $3 bill.
I think it's $3 bill. Yeah.
He asked me. He's,
or it's
he's
off of that album.
Something.
I'm going to remix it. I'm going to lay that over Beethoven or something weird. I'm going to make the fucking techno
dubstep.
That's
like the only thing I know without looking at like lyrics. Yeah. That's like the only thing
I know.
You
know, like Beastie Boys?
Head.
I mean, Paul Revere.
I could do it if I had lyrics.
Meatloaf or something. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
that's
no
what
meatloaf.
I want.
What the fuck is
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
You have. But I probably would.
You probably would.
Yeah, there's not much I wouldn't do. It's, apparently.
All right. Is that it for real this time?
Yeah, that's going to be it.
I'm out of here. Bye. Don't be retarded.
It's a young Paul Bunyan in this bitch. I got babes. Swear to God, it's some real tits. Real shit. Whole squad gotta feel this. Swear to God, this light work. Back and forth through the night till the light perk. I'm that shit, you are gonna need a diaper. When it comes to getting pussy, I'm a lifer. When you thought I couldn't get nicer, your boy step in the ring like Tiger. And you wonder how good my mood is. Walk around the hood, all I get is deuces. Bitch, me, you ain't know the food is. Getting HJs all through the movies. Yeah. Motherfucker, I'm gooder. Would you like some popcorn along with that Buddha? I would like a sister along with that mother. What's up? Walk around like what's up? Everybody in the bar know I got a buzzer. Looking at me like what up, brother? Looking back like bugger, shut up. What's up? Walk around like what's up? Everybody in the bar know I'm trying to cut up. You ain't trying to put up, shut up. Fuck up. Swear to God, I'm an animal. Killer on the down low. Swear to God, I'm the baddest out. Alright, go ahead, get your cameras out. What the fuck is up with that bitch over there? Me mugging, I think I should stand up and go see if it needs something. See these biggest motherfuckers right beside of me. Known them their whole life, they would never lie to me. This is the beginning of a dynasty. You should be thinking of my words, you could be kind to me. Swear that your whole crew is boo-boo. Looking like some dudes that I could easily chew through. I know this ain't probably what you're used to, but everybody welcome on the wagon, go choo-choo. And when people tell me I regret that in the morning, I sleep till noon, I sleep till noon. When people tell me I regret that in the morning, I sleep till noon, I sleep till noon. What's up? Walk around like what's up? Everybody in the bar know I got a buzzer. Looking at me like what up, brother? Looking back like fuck up, shut up. What's up? Walk around like what's up? Everybody in the bar know I'm trying to cut up. You ain't trying to put up, shut up. Fuck up. Swear to God, got dick game. Bitch, man, bitch tank like a fish tank. Swear to God, shoot switch, man. Puddle so big, could've been a piss thing. Look at my lifestyle, put it on DVD. Look how I'm knee deep. This is my CTV, up in the TP. Smoke it with three Kikis, up in some beefy. These are my GGG. Get it right, man. Get it right. Swear to God, I'm a GGG. Get it right, man. Get it right. Swear to God, I'm a GGG. Get it right, man. Get it right. Swear to God, I'm a GGG. Get it right, man. Get it right. Swear to God, I'm a GGG. When people tell me I regret that in the morning, I sleep till noon. I sleep till noon. When people tell me I regret that in the morning, I sleep till noon. I sleep till noon. What's up? Like what's up? Everybody in the bar know I got a buzzer. Looking at me like what up, brother? Looking back like fuck up, shut up. What's up? Walk around like what's up? Everybody in the bar know I'm trying to cut up. You ain't trying to put up, shut up. Fuck up.
Hey, shut the fuck up though.
You.